Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There is one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. And amazingly, He does not even waste our failures. That is awesome news. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan. And today's podcast is the story behind my song called In the Shadow of Thy Wings. This song is from the live recording We Are the Army, and it came to me way back on May 23rd of 1988. That's a long time ago now. I still love to sing this song, though. We all, whether we like it or not, we're going to go through many and varied storms of life. And what do we need when storms come our way? Well, here in Oklahoma, right smack dab in the middle of Tornado Alley, we prepare ahead of time knowing full well that at some point we will be faced with the threat of a tornado. I've personally witnessed many. So how do we prepare? Well, first of all, we have a plan in place. Many homes have installed storm shelters either in the garage or just within a short distance of their homes. Melinda and I have a basement we go to when necessary. Many homes have stockpiles of food and water and other necessities of life that would last them several days should the damage a tornado could do become a reality. Many in the city limits have designated storm shelters they can easily get to. Basically, one wants and needs shelter when faced with going through a storm. As in real life, so it especially applies in our spiritual lives. When the storms of life blow through, Satan would like us to think that we are absolutely all alone and absolutely have nowhere to turn, to believe we have no shelter. Why? Because he knows that when we are overcome by these feelings that we begin to walk in the flesh. Y'all, Satan is a liar. The truth is this, even if we're beaten, thrown in prison or killed, we have a hope, we have a refuge in our Lord Jesus. As David walked in an intimate relationship with God, so we too can walk in an intimate way. And because of the blood of Jesus, we can walk even more intimately with God. David put it like this in Psalm 17, verse 8, "Keep me as the apple of the eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings." Now, what does it mean to hide in the shadow of God's wings? Well, when a mother hen is raising her brood of chicks, those chicks are programmed to run to her for safety when threatened in any way. A hawk flies over, she clucks, and they all run to her wings and tuck in beneath them. When caught in a sudden rainstorm, they do the same. When the night grows cold, they nestle deep beneath and within the shelter of her wings. That's a great picture of what God does for us in the storms of our lives. Let us rest in the shadow of His presence every moment of every day. This song came to me as a cry to the Lord out of the longing of my own heart. When I am being attacked by the enemy, all I have to do is cry out to Him, and you know what? He spreads His mighty wings and takes me into the shelter of His presence and the shelter of His truth. Let's do that right now.
When the storms begin to blow, there is one place that I know that I can go, and I go running there, and my heart sings. When the days go long and dry, when the enemy would lie, to you I cry as I go running there beneath the shadow of thy holy wings. begin to blow. There is one place that I know that I can go, and I go running there, and my heart sings. When the days grow long and dry,
Father, we do hide ourselves in the shadow of your wings, the shadow of your presence, the shadow of your truth, the shadow of your word, the shadow of your very presence. We exalt you, and we declare that you are with us in the here and the now. In Jesus' name, amen. Guys, when hard times come, what are we to do? Remember the shelter and foundation of God's word. 2 Corinthians 4, verses 6 through 10 says this, "For God, who said, 'Light shall shine out of darkness,' is the one who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, so that the surpassing greatness of the power will be of God and not from ourselves. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not despairing, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body." You know what my plan is when the storms of life blow through? Seek shelter in Jesus. He is a firm foundation that cannot be moved, regardless of our circumstances. Let's walk in that today. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you, as usual, by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my amazing, wonderful wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. Guys, if you haven't already done so, would you subscribe to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast? At least consider doing it and make it a part of your weekly routine. It's free and it's easy. Just hit the subscription button or the subscribe button and you're all set. Now, if you enjoy these podcasts, please consider leaving a review on iTunes or wherever you listen. Your reviews really do go a long way in helping get the word out about the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you don't mind, would you take a couple of minutes right now and just leave me a review? To help with the ongoing creation of and costs of this podcast, would you also consider becoming a member of my team? If so, just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There is also another way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple, it's easy. You might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I've posted there. Check it out, allinallchurch.com. Also, don't forget to check out some of my books on Amazon, like my autobiography, Sing Over Me, the follow-up book, Renewing Your Mind. Also, check out my fantasy books, The Chronicles of Bryn and The Barons of Bryn. I also have a lot of children's books, devotional books, and even a thriller called The Short Life. Check them out for me when you get a chance. I've taken enough of your time today, but I wanted to just say thank you again for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you would like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you'd like an MP3 of the song from today's podcast, In the Shadow of Thy Wings, from the live recording We Are the Army, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. And remember this, if you remember nothing else from today's podcast, I say this every week, but it's what scatters fear in my life. God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.